Unit 9. My house is the smallest in the village. 1. Let's practice it.
Which sweater is the smallest?
The red one is the smallest.
Which toothbrush is the longest?
The second one is the longest.
Which child is the tallest?
The girl is the tallest.
Which is the biggest? The shark, the dolphin, or the whale?
The whale is the biggest. 2. Let's talk about it. Look, this house is very small.
Yes, you are right.
You see the house over there? That one is smaller than this one.
But my house is the smallest in the village.
No, you're wrong. My house is the smallest in the village. 3. Let's read it.
I am tall. She is taller than I. He is the tallest of the three.
She is young. He is younger than she. I'm the youngest of the three.
He is quick. She is quicker than he. He is the quickest of the three.
The first room is small. The second room is smaller than the first one. The third room is the smallest of the three.
She is old. He is older than she. She is the oldest of the three.
Pronunciation. C-L.
Clean.
Climb.
Cloud.
Class.
Clown.
4. Let's review it.
My house is the smallest in the village.
The red one is the smallest.
The second one is the longest.
The girl is the tallest.
He is the quickest of the three.
The third room is the smallest of the three.
She is the oldest of the three.
He is quick.
She is quicker than he.
He is the quickest of the three. Unit 10. The days of the week. 1. Let's talk about it.
How many days are there in a week?
There are 7 days in a week.
What are they?
They are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What day comes before Monday?
It's Sunday. And what day comes after Tuesday?
It's Wednesday.
2. Let's practice it.
What does Jim do after school on Mondays?
On Mondays, Jim plays hockey.
What does Jim do after school on Tuesdays?
On Tuesdays, Jim has a piano lesson.
What does Jim do after school on Wednesdays?
On Wednesdays, Jim goes swimming.
What does Jim do after school on Thursdays?
On Thursdays, Jim has English classes.
What does Jim do after school on Fridays?
On Fridays, Jim watches TV.
What does Jim do after school on Saturdays?
On Saturdays, Jim washes clothes.
What does Jim do after school on Sundays?
On Sundays, he goes shopping. 3. Let's read it.
Jim usually has a busy week.
Monday is a happy day for Jim because he wants to be a famous hockey player.
Tuesday is a happy day for Jim because he likes to play the piano.
Wednesday is a happy day for Jim because he enjoys swimming.
Thursday is a happy day for Jim because he likes his English teacher.
Friday and Saturday are happy days for Jim because he likes to watch TV.
Saturday is a happy day for Jim because he likes to help his mother.
Sunday is a happy day for Jim because he can buy his favorite things. Every day is a happy day for Jim. 4. Let's review it.
How many days are there in the week?
How many people are there in your family?
How many children are there in your class?
What day comes before Monday?
What day comes after Tuesday?
What does Jim do on Monday?
On Mondays after school, Jim plays hockey.
Jim usually has a busy week.
Be a famous hockey player.
Play the piano.
Enjoy swimming.
Buy his favorite things. Unit 11. Can you open the window? 1. Let's practice it.
Can you carry this bag for me?
Yes, I can.
Can you carry this bag for me?
Sure, it's easy.
Can rabbits hop?
Sure, they can.
Can rabbits hop?
No, they can't.
Take a picture.
Wash these clothes.
Close the door.
Buy some fish.
Can you draw a horse?
No, I can't.
Understand the picture.
Dance to the music.
Climb that mountain.
Skate on the ice. 2. Let's talk about it.
Fred, can you open the window for me, please? It's very hot inside.
Okay. Do I need to open the door?
Sure, that's better.
Can you get some water for me, please? I want to clean the desks and chairs.
Sure, and I can help you clean the desks and chairs.
That's great. 3. Let's read it.
One day, a rabbit asks her mother, "Can you help me get dressed?" The mother says, "Yes, I can, but I can't help you now. You are 3 years old. You can do many things. Look at your brother and your sister. They can get dressed. They can wash their faces and brush their teeth. They can help me cook breakfast and clean the room. You can do these things. Why don't you?"
Now the rabbit understands her mother's meaning. It's wrong to ask her mother to do many things for her. She wants to learn to do all the things. Do you do all these things?
Get dressed.
Wash face.
Brush teeth.
Take a shower.
Wash clothes.
Clean the room.
Open the windows.
Cook breakfast.
Buy carrots.
Draw pictures.
Learn letters.
Ride a bike. 4. Let's review it.
Can you carry this bag for me?
Can you cook?
Can you swim?
Can you open the window for me, please?
Do I need to open the door?
Sure, that's better.
Sure, and I can help you clean the desks and chairs.
That's great.
Can you help me get dressed?
Yes, I can, but I can't help you now.
Why don't you?
Now the rabbit understands her mother's meaning.
It's wrong to ask her mother to do many things for her.
Unit 12. Where are my white shoes? 1. Let's practice it.
Where's my blanket?
It's on your bed.
Where's the fan?
It's on the table.
Where are the flowers?
They are outside the house.
Where are the towels?
They are inside the bathroom.
Where's the pencil?
It's in the bag.
Where's the CD?
It's on the desk.
Where are the books?
They are on the stairs.
Where are the socks?
They are under the bed. 2. Let's talk about it. Mom, where are my white sports shoes? I want to play tennis.
I think they are under your bed upstairs.
No, they are not here. Where are they? I can't find them.
Don't cry, Tom. Let me help you. Let's go downstairs to the basement. Oh, they're here, opposite the big box.
Thanks, Mom. Where's my jacket?
It's on the balcony upstairs.
3. Let's read it.
There's a boy whose name is Ben. He's 10 years old. Every morning he gets up very late. He can't find his socks or shoes because he often throws them under his bed, desk, or chairs before he goes to bed. After he gets up, he often asks his mother, "Where are my socks? Where are my shoes? Where's my jacket? Where are my trousers?"
Sometimes his mother is not happy with him. She says, "Ben, you are a big boy now. You mustn't throw your dirty socks under your bed. You can wash them. Your brother is only 1 year older than you, but he can help me do many things." Pronunciation. P-L.
Playing.
Play.
Please.
Place.
Plant.
Playground. 4. Let's sing it. Where are my CDs?
Outside the house.
Inside the bathroom.
I think they are under a bed upstairs.
Let's go downstairs to the basement.
Ah, they are here, opposite the big box.
It's below the desk on the balcony upstairs.
There's a boy whose name is Ben.
Sometimes his mother is not happy with him.
You mustn't throw your dirty socks under a bed.
Your brother is only 1 year older than you, but he can help me do many things. Unit 13. There isn't any homework today. 1. Let's practice it.
There isn't any bread on the table, but there are some apples.
There isn't any coffee in the shop, but there are some tea there.
There isn't any water in the cup, but there are some bottles of juice.
There isn't any cheese in the kitchen, but there are some pasta on the dinner table.
There isn't any rice in the bowl, but there are some French fries on the desk.
There isn't any rain in the morning, but there are some snow in the afternoon. 2. Let's talk about it.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today is a holiday, so there isn't any homework for you.
Hooray! Hooray!
Shall we go to the Xiangshan Park now?
I'd like to, but this is not the right time. There aren't any leaves on the trees. The grass is yellow. We can go there later.
Okay, let's all play football on the playground.
That's great! Let's go now. 3. Let's read it.
My favorite room is the kitchen. There's a table and many chairs in the kitchen. Next to the window is a shelf. On the shelf, there are some flowers. My parents and I like to sit in the kitchen. We often drink coffee and talk about our work.
Every day, my mother cooks a lot of food. We sit there and eat because they are very good. Sometimes there are many fruits on the table, but sometimes there isn't any fruit. My parents like this kitchen, but I like it better. Pronunciation. P-H.
Phone.
Photo.
Phono.
Do you know my kitchen now? Please answer these questions.
Are there any chairs in the kitchen?
Yes, there are.
What is there on the shelf?
There are some flowers on the shelf.
What do we often do in the kitchen?
You often sit there, drink coffee, and talk about your work.
Are there many fruits on the table?
Yes, but sometimes there isn't any fruit.
Who likes the kitchen better?
You like it better. 4. Let's review it.
There isn't any bread on the table, but there are some apples.
There isn't any homework for you.
There aren't any leaves on the trees.
Next to the window is a shelf.
Every day, my mother cooks a lot of food.
We sit there and eat because they are very good.
My parents like this kitchen, but I like it better.
Unit 14. Would you like a cup of coffee? 1. Let's practice it.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Yes, please.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
A glass of milk.
A cup of tea.
A cup of coffee.
A glass of juice.
A bowl of soup.
A bowl of chicken soup.
A bowl of rice.
A glass of lemonade.
Would you like some apples?
Yes, please.
Would you like some apples?
No, thank you.
Cheese.
Pasta.
Chicken.
Fish.
Cakes.
Carrots.
Sandwich.
2. Let's talk about it. Coming is, it's cold today. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Yes, I'd love to. Have you got other drinks?
We've got many kinds of drinks. For example, ice water, tea, lemonade, chicken soup, coffee, milk, and orange juice.
I'd like a glass of milk, please.
I'd like a bowl of chicken soup.
I'd like a cup of tea.
I'd like a bottle of water.
Okay, I've got them down. Drinks coming up.
3. Let's read it.
After you play some sports, you often feel thirsty. So you like to drink some water or some orange juice. But you mustn't drink ice water. It's not good for your stomach. You can drink ice water sometime later, but not right after the sports. There are many kinds of drinks for you to choose. You can choose lemonade, milk, tea, soup, or apple juice.
We have many kinds of drinks here. Can you say them in English? Water. Apple juice. Orange juice. Coffee. Tea. Milk. Soup. Coca-Cola. 7-Up. Lemonade. Tomato juice. Pineapple juice. 4. Let's review it.
Would you like a cup of tea?
A glass of milk.
A cup of tea.
A cup of coffee.
A glass of juice.
A bowl of soup.
A bowl of chicken soup.
A bowl of rice.
A glass of lemonade.
Have you got other drinks?
Yes, I have.
I'd like a bowl of chicken soup.
I've got them down.
You can drink ice water sometime later, but not right after the sports.
7-Up.
Lemonade.
Tomato juice.
Pineapple juice. Unit 15. Shall I carry this bag for you? 1. Let's practice it.
Shall I wash the shoes for you?
No, Mom. I can wash them myself.
Shall I buy some fish for you?
No, thank you. I can buy them this afternoon.
Shall I wait for you outside?
No, you can wait for me inside.
Shall I get you some orange juice?
Yes, please.
Shall I clean the board for you?
No, thank you.
Shall I take some pictures for you?
Yes, please. 2. Let's talk about it. Hello, Rabbit. This carrot is very heavy. Shall I carry it for you?
No, I'm afraid you want to eat it. You want to take it to your house.
No, you're wrong. I like to eat bananas. I don't like to eat carrots.
All right, then. You can help me to carry it to my house.
Okay, I can do it.
Thank you very much. You are a good monkey.
You see, monkeys are not bad. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
3. Let's read it.
Mickey Mouse is never tired. He always helps his friends. Dogs, rabbits, pandas, parrots, ducks, frogs, monkeys, sheep, lizards, and chickens. He often asks them,
Do you need my help? Shall I carry this bag of carrots for you? Shall I color the picture for you? Shall I open the big door for you? Shall I move this table for you? Shall I sail the boat for you? Shall I wash the clothes for you?
But his friends often say to him, We are bigger than you. We can do all these things. Thank you. No one needs Mickey Mouse's help. But he is still busy. He often walks in the streets, towns, or countryside, and tries to help his friends.
4. Let's review it.
Shall I wash the shoes for you?
No, Mom. I can wash them myself.
Rabbit, this carrot is very heavy.
Shall I carry it for you?
No, I'm afraid you want to eat it.
You want to take it to your house?
No, you are wrong.
All right, then.
You see, monkeys are not bad.
Mickey Mouse is never tired.
He often asks them.
No one needs Mickey Mouse's help.
But he is still busy.
He always walks in the street, towns, or countryside and tries to help his friends. Exercises. Listen and choose.
1. Shall I play baseball here?
2. Shall we go outside on rainy days?
3. Shall I buy ice cream for my pet?
4. Shall I have 2 toys, Mom?
5. Shall I open the door for you?
Unit 16. Revision. What do you do on Sundays? 1. Let's practice it.
What do you do every morning?
Sometimes we read English. Sometimes we read books.
Have classes.
Learn English.
Draw pictures.
Read books.
What do you do every afternoon?
We often play basketball.
Play basketball.
Play badminton.
Go swimming.
Fly kites.
What do you do every evening?
We often watch TV.
Watch TV.
Read newspaper.
Wash bowls.
Clean the rooms. 2. Let's talk about it. Hi, Jane. What do you do on Sundays?
Sunday is my busy day. I have a lot of things to do on Sundays.
Can you talk about your Sundays?
Sure. Sometimes I wash my clothes and shoes. Sometimes I go shopping. But I often play baseball on Sunday afternoons.
Do you always get up late on Sundays?
I never get up late on Sundays. I often get up early and do some running and reading on Sunday mornings.
You're really busy on Sundays. 3. Let's read it.
Hello, my name is Daisy. I'm 10 years old. There are 6 people in my family. They are my father, mother, my grandparents, my aunt, and I.
Today is a sunny day. There is no wind and no clouds. I want to play outside with my friend Sally. Sally's house is next to ours. Theirs is smaller than ours, but it's not the smallest.
Today is Saturday. We want to play badminton in the morning and go shopping in the afternoon. In the evening, I want to help my parents do some washing. I'm very tired, but I'm very happy.
Do you understand these? Can you say them?
The first day.
The second boy.
The third person.
The fourth bottle.
The fifth cake.
The sixth guitar.
The seventh color.
The eighth tree.
The ninth picture.
The 10th CD.
The 11th floor.
The 12th car.
The 13th kite.
4. Let's review it.
Where does your father work?
He works in the hospital.
What's the weather like today?
It's cloudy and windy.
Is that toy car yours?
No, it's not mine.
Do you often go to see a film?
No, not very often.
What does Jen do every day?
She reads English, draws pictures, and listens to music.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm not hungry.
Is your horse bigger than Tom's?
Yes, it is.
Can you swim?
Yes, I can.
Where are my black shoes?
They are under your bed.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
Shall I carry it for you?
Yes, please.
Are these 2 pictures the same?
No, there is some difference.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎。
听啊，讲啊。